Steve and Mateo, the morning beat. We got Jared Bodine filling in. He usually does Still Demented.
Yeah.
And now we have someone on the line right now. We have an interview with Molly Schuyler, okay? Now, if that name doesn't sound familiar, she is just taking the competitive eating world by storm right now. So this past Wednesday, she was actually in a competitive eating competition. It was hamburgers. Okay. And she, get this, 32 hamburgers in 10 minutes. That's more than I eat in a year.
I call that a Tuesday. That's just me. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, that's funny. And here to talk about how she did it and how she's doing now, we got Molly Schuyler on the line. Good morning, Miss Schuyler. How you doing?
Hello. How are you guys? I'm good.
I'm hungry, actually.
I'm very hungry as well after listening to that one. So, yeah, tell us how you did this. I mean, so apparently there's a trick to this.
Yeah, you eat fast and you don't choke.
That is a scientific method.
That's fair enough. I mean, really? If that's the way.
Yeah. You know, you just kind of shove it down and it keeps going. And eventually, I don't know.
So is
eventually
this,
the time runs out. So.
Is this sort of becoming like a career for you? Is this a one-time thing? Are you making competitive eating like a career or a future for yourself?
No, it's been I've been basically using it as my job, I guess, for the last 6.5 years.
That is fantastic. How do you train to become a competitive eater? Like, what does it take besides being a big fat guy in my case? I mean, obviously, you're not a big fat guy. So how do you do this?
You know, I'm a big fat guy.
it's self-deprecating humor. That's right.
No. You know, a lot of competitive eaters, they'll drink a lot of water or eat a lot of produce, kind of stretch their stomach out a little bit here and there. I mean, but it's like, it's kind of like going to the gym. It's like you work at it and eventually you get better. I mean, it's all about practicing.
That's awesome. And it's so funny because here it says you have to like keep it in for 2 minutes because you have to because if you like throw
if
it
you
up,
purge, you're out.
Exactly. Then you get disqualified. I mean, when did this all start?
You know, I was working in Nebraska at this restaurant and like in the Midwest, I made like $2 an hour. And I was just like, oh my God. And I had my 4 kids, and I was just like, someone bet me I couldn't eat this burger in 2012, and I was like, oh, whatever. So I went in and ate the darn thing, and then, of course, everyone's like, oh, my gosh, that's so cool. I'm like, man, it's only 5 pounds. It's so small.
Only 5.
Wow, that's awesome.
And I'm sitting there laughing at these people, and eventually, like, oh, well, why don't you do this? And then, you know, and this, and eventually I was making money doing it, and I was like, man, I make more money in 5 minutes doing a contest than I do in a whole month at Applebee's.
That is hilarious. That is hilarious. That's incredible. Well, like I said, you ate 32 burgers in 10 minutes in this past competition. I mean, is this the ceiling for you, or are you still looking to go higher and higher?
I'll do more. I do a lot of dumb YouTube stunts.
like what?
Yeah. I drank 2 gallons of canola oil in a minute six.
What?
Did you keep it in?
Yeah. I was kind of pooping oil for
That is hilarious. That is funny. Well, hey, thank you, Molly Schuyler, for being on the phone, taking the competitive eating world by storm, devoured the previous record of 27
Fantastic.
Burgers eaten in 10 minutes, just ate 32, won $1,500 in this competition. Thank you so much, Ms. Schuyler, for being on the phone with us.
No, thanks for having me, and I expect to actually check out my YouTube because I know you want to see that now.
Oh, I really do.
I want to see the rainbow water. Yeah,
I really do. Oh, yeah,
oh,
me
God.
Too.
There you go.
Have a good morning, man.
All right, you too, guys. Thank you so
much.
Thanks a lot. She's funny.
That was cool.
Very funny, to say the least. Well, let's get a song going because this isn't talk radio.